where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Light snow is expected to intensify through the afternoon and evening. Environment Canada has issued a winter weather travel advisory for Sarnia Lambton. The National Weather Agency says as much as 10 centimeters of snow is possible. Motorists are advised to expect hazardous driving conditions and adjust travel plans accordingly. Reduced visibility in areas of heavier snow is likely. Environment Canada says the snow will taper off from west to east late tonight. Motorists are reminded to avoid parking on city streets today while snow clearing operations are underway. Overnight parking restrictions are also still in effect until the end of the month. Vehicles parked on the road between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. will get a ticket. The executive director of Sarnia's Inn of the Good Shepherd says this year was the best ever for construction. Miles Vanney is thrilled with the result.
We raised 56,000 pounds of food. Last year we raised 49,000. So that's a full month's supply of food for us, which is great.
He says another $30,000 was raised through sponsorships and the People's Choice Award, which went to CF Industries' Star Wars Death Star display. Vanney says the structure had about 6,000 cans of food, while a Rubik's Cube display by the Carpenters Union had over 9,000 food items. A longstanding bench press contest and fundraiser will be held at Ironworks Gym this weekend in support of Pathways. The 23rd Give the Kids a Lift contest will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Co-organizer Dave Schaller says they run a very inclusive contest with lifters of all ages and abilities.
We've added something called the hammer strength bench press, which is a second bench press, which allows anybody with balance or mobility issues to participate in the contest. And we have our Special Olympians, our Titans powerlifting team there, our Iron Eagles program. I think our oldest lifter has been 83. Our youngest was 13.
Although registration is closed for participants, people can still go and cheer them on and donate to Pathways. Raffle tickets will also be sold for a chance to win one of two mystery backpacks filled with items. The first household hazardous waste collection event of the year is being held tomorrow morning, so you can possibly get rid of some stuff that you sorted over March break. The event is being held at Clean Harbors at 4090 Telfer Road in St. Clair Township from 9 a.m. until 2. A link to a full list of acceptable items can be found on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. And The Trades, which was created by Sarnia native Ryan Lindsay and inspired by local workers, makes its debut today on Crave TV. The comedy series focuses on pipe fitter Todd Stuhl and his sister Audrey, who work in the Imperial Valley. It was filmed in both Nova Scotia and Hamilton. A winter weather travel advisory is posted and will continue into tonight. About 2 to 4 centimeters of snow is expected this afternoon. Southeast winds gusting to 40, high of 0. Another 2 to 4 centimeters is expected tonight, with snow ending near midnight, then cloudy, low of -4 with an overnight wind chill -2. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.